Alrighty, let's do this. Music cue, and then, hey everybody, welcome to How to Be Human episode 5. I'm your host, David, and with us we have Anthony
Hello.
and Omar.
Hello.
It's been a while, I think.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
A few months.
We lost some
At least
people.
on the official SoundCloud. We did lose some people. We lost Jared. He's
Rest in
a
peace.
he's moved on up. We have like
Or down,
updates on.
actually.
Got new friends.
But.
Yeah.
Nah, from what I heard, he's doing good.
Really?
Or at
Is he
least,
having
well,
sex?
that was a few months ago. From whatever.
Is he having
you'd have to
sex?
ask Mark.
No.
Yeah, he's like a girlfriend or something.
Oh shit, Jared! Bitches! What a good
So that's how Jared's
He's.
doing. Who else is on?
I wonder how
How's
his dad's
Michael
doing.
doing?
Michael's doing.
Michael's
Well,
dead.
Michael's still here. He's just isn't here.
Michael's Michael.
Michael's like
That's
he's not on
fair.
the
Right
left. He's
now.
just not in the. Yeah, he's just not in the party.
Did anything interesting happen to him at all? Other than the car crash that almost killed him?
I don't even think he cared about the car crash. Like he was just like, eh, whatever. Even
I
though
mean, he
he lost
cared
his
because
fucking
his
Mustang.
car is gone.
But even still.
But I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be that mad because he went out of scratch pretty much. He had like a few, like, he like some stuff, but besides that,
I know what happens.
it was better than, you know, fucking dying. For him,
Yeah.
because he's not
I mean,
like.
depends, not necessarily, but yeah.
For him, it is. Like, if it was
Yeah.
me, like, fucking wish I died, but.
Who else? Steven. He's
Pedophile.
into. Yeah, we don't have to go into that too far, I don't think. You can leave that one be.
Leave it at that.
What else? Austin. I haven't talked to him in a while. He's
Rapist.
acquitted. Acquitted.
He's good.
I just killed myself with the rocket launcher, but
I
I killed
mean,
the same the other guy as
he's
well,
good
so.
as last time I talked. I mean, actually, he's on. Oh no, he's not on
Is
that
he
list.
still is Austin still Austin still like homeless, not homeless, but like pretty much homeless now?
I mean, he lives in like the frat house in Southern. And
Does he work?
No, I don't think.
Did you go to college?
No, I know how he makes
That's
money. I'm
weird.
just not gonna say.
Ah, las drogas.
Plead the fifth.
Narcotraficantes.
All right, so it's Mike almost died. Stephen likes kids. Austin was in a frat
Drug
house.
dealer.
And Jared's getting laid. I guess Will was on at some point, and then I think he's doing
I
pretty
don't
well
know.
for himself.
Yeah, Will's doing
Will was
well.
doing the same. He was really. I mean, he's
I
living
saw a
up. He's
Snapchat
living.
story. He was watching Naruto on a projector screen in his house. I thought that was cool. I respect him for
Yeah, he's
that.
also. He also has fucking off-white VaporMaxes. So.
God damn it, Dave and I are waiting.
Oh, David's in your. I thought I sent an invite. Did I not send? I think I just pressed Y, and it's just a
No,
habit.
you just
I'll go to
immediately entered.
Tilted and die.
Oh man, I need to buy a skin so I'm no longer a no skin. How much is 1500 V-Bucks?
Like, that's over 20 bucks. That's like 20 bucks, actually.
No,
God.
10. Oh wait, no, it would be 22,000 is
Just buy the
21.
season pass. Season passes are the thing. The pass is 10. Season pass is 10 bucks. Or the battle pass.
Don't buy the season pass, Anthony.
No, I'm
It's
not gonna
10
do
bucks, and
that.
you can get as many skins. You get like 6 skins if you do all of it. And you get 2
No, I'm
skins off
just
the
not
bat.
gonna. I don't play enough, and I'm not gonna buy V-Bucks. Fucking kill me.
All right. We talked about everyone else that's not here.
The
What's going
theme
on
of
in your
this
guys'
episode is
lives?
we all want to die.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anthony, you just moved in with
Honestly,
Michael.
should have started recording now. Hindsight's 2020.
Listen, we just that was practice rounds. You know, we know
I'm
what
gonna
we're going to say
I'm
anyway.
gonna make that shirt. I'm gonna download fucking Photoshop.
I
Make
already have the
shirt
files. I just
because
need to put it
yeah,
on.
but you're
It's
not
like
gonna
Red
do
Bull
it.
or something. I'll do it right now. I'll do it right now. Right fucking now. And we'll sell it.
I'll
It'll be the
download
first podcast
Photoshop and
merch.
make. We should make podcast merch for a podcast with no listeners.
That'd be amazing.
Just start selling out immediately.
I'm done.
This lamp little fuck is sick as fuck.
Ah, motherfucker, I hate my life!
Sick.
Dude, the podcast is.
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not really in the mood to. I don't know.
But it's
I
like
just
one
hate
thing
life
we've
more.
done in recent times that has brought me some kind of joy because it's just talking shit.
I have a test to study
we're
for.
We're both in a... Oh, never mind, David.
So, speaking of existential dread and depression, we're playing Fortnite right now. That's a...
Omar's Millie Rock in Fortnite.
Where's the Millie Rock from? Because this is the first time I've heard of it.
It's a dance in New York.
Yeah.
It's from a song.
Hide it in my sock.
No, it's... I mean,
I know it's not from that song.
But yeah, not that song. I know this goes.
More, please.
Oh, my bad.
I found this. There's this lantern in my room. This shit looks like a...
What was the movement process like? Oh, right.
It was pretty straightforward. I grabbed all my shit, put it all in my car. I mean, I don't own much, so fast.
Yeah, I guess most of the more moving stories that people have come from the fact they have to move heavy shit, but I guess if you just moved your personal belongings...
I kind of took my time, because it was Xbox, PlayStation, sneakers. The most annoying thing was my desk chair, because it didn't fit in my car the way I packed stuff. It just didn't work. I could have fit it. Mm-hmm. I had to take it apart a little, I had to take the bottom off. But if I could have had it, I could have put it in without having to take it apart, but the back of the car. But besides
yeah, that,
it was
right.
Like, pretty straightforward.
You excited?
Two garbage bags full of...
Let's go retail.
I mean, yeah, pretty excited. Pretty excited.
I miss Marco. No money. Where's Marco right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
I'm actually getting blasted.
I miss Marco, too.
It's Saturday.
I forgot about Marco.
It's been a while since I talked.
You know how fucking terrible this week has been without him?
Because
usually that's who I talk to during the day, because he's always on.
Where is he?
He's got chat banned.
He's got what?
He got a chat banned.
Yeah, he got a chat ban. That's why he hasn't been... He's been on, but he hasn't been in parties, because he got banned for cursing out a kid on GTA.
God.
But this time they gave him a week ban.
Ew. Did he say when it ends?
Monday.
Why did you just make a Smurf account?
It's a lot of work.
It really isn't.
You made one, David, this podcast.
I mean, yeah, but that was for something I can derive joy from. This
I mean,
like,
Marco derives joy from...
Yeah, from Xbox.
That's true.
There's not much...
This is a business expense.
But, yeah, no, this week has been fucking boring. Because, God damn it, stop getting banned. Because next time it's going to be longer, I'm sure.
It will be.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Do we need to get back into GTA again?
No, Red Dead 2 is coming out.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't know what there is.
Hey, watch out.
We can,
I'll play it when
get
I'm
money
bored,
legit.
But...
Oh, no, it has to be stone.
Oh, shit, I forgot how to do it.
Oh, guys in front of you. There's
we can
guys.
Start our own company and just save fucking
oh, fuck.
Michael.
Oh. Are they? I don't know. I'm just I don't know. David just runs away.
Have snipers in use.
That's the right move. I'll play GTA when I'm bored, but besides that...
Yeah.
Unless you want to do those stupid jobs again, I'm sure...
I think you'd be good.
Play.
You never get to do any heists somewhere?
Not really, besides the first one. I want to do all the heists.
Man, if we had friends, we'd actually be able to do it, but it's just three of us, so it's physically impossible. Because,
And because randoms me, on that is horrible.
If you didn't get me, you...
No, it's only four people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Me, you, Mark, and one of the person, David.
Michael would do
Michael,
it.
Michael, yeah. Michael do it?
Absolutely.
Watch that, David. They're gonna come from about from...
Yeah.
Build.
I don't have any resources.
Oh. How?
I didn't get any resources. Right, that wasn't as well as I expected.
For a girlfriend. Should be studying when I have the chance here right now.
Let's go to the library to study later.
You could also... It's lame. I mean, if you need tips on how to deal with a horrible roommate, David is the person to listen to.
I saw him again recently. No, that's true. Omar's roommate actually has people and actively bother him. Mine was just a dick.
But still,
mine is a dick
the same
too.
Principles apply.
So he's a dick and he every day, this entire week.
Yeah, go to the library. Just go somewhere else.
Come stay with me, Omar.
Go stay with David.
I'd have to call you.
Take the bus, bitch.
Yeah, but if it's at nighttime, then there's nothing I can do about it.
Walk.
Yeah. When's your last class of the day?
No, I'm saying he invites people over.
Yeah, and I'm telling you to just
sleep on his futon.
Stay. Yeah, so stay here. Don't go back to your dorm.
No, but I'd have to go like at 8 or 9, like stop going around at
Walk.
7.
Take David's
like
bike.
An hour and a half walk.
Take David's
Don't
bike.
Just come stay here the entire test of the day.
Like depends, but you should.
Yeah,
and
take
then
the bus
just
over
go there
at that time.
Don't
oh,
and then go home.
Then?
Yeah. What do I have here that you don't have there?
Xbox. Actually, you have an Xbox. I'm playing
yeah.
Xbox. Yeah. You're not playing Xbox during the week. I don't know, David.
Exactly.
If I hit you up,
there's
you
no
would,
downside.
Would you come pick me up? Or if you're not doing
I'm going
to
give you five more. I'm going to give you five more free pickups. After that, it costs money.
Jeez.
You can do a lot more if five, though.
Look, David has to move his car. It's big.
It's a pretty tight parking situation, too. I don't like driving very much.
I'm probably gonna play another game or two and then get off because I want to actually do some.
That's fair. Anthony, go wake up Michael so we can have three people on the podcast, even though he had a long day of work.
I want
to
organize
the kids
like,
upstairs
podcast,
to start
like, everybody.
Jumping around. Good luck with that.
Not
yeah,
everybody,
really.
But I'm talking about like only like four or five people. So like us three.
Good luck getting Steven. Knows how
to tell him beforehand, I think.
It's usually at like midnight when you.
And then I'm not
Steven
on during the week.
Yeah, I mean, it
yeah,
could
miss
be
Steven.
A weekend.
It's never going to happen. We just need more friends. Or podcast bait, as I like to call them.
Let's go Tilted. This is going to be great. We're going to win Tilted.
I've never won a game of Fortnite. I'm glad that it tells
David.
You that we thank the bus driver. Not enough people do that.
I didn't thank the bus driver. I used to do it every game, and now I... Go L's. Wow. The buildings are like L's. Bitches are...
Plenty of people over here. Cloudy always comes Tilted, even though it never works out.
There's a bitch above me. And beside me. Not yet, actually, no. There's people building over there. Let's go get them sons of bitches.
So
there's
Mark,
people in there, but I don't want to go
about,
over there.
What can you explain about the Fortnite lore? Because
there is no
there's
lore.
A cube. There's a cube.
I mean, there is lore, actually, but I don't know. There is lore, but I don't know the lore.
Why don't you know the lore? Why aren't you keeping up?
Why? Because it's not...
Are you kidding me? There's that giant cube in the lake.
What the fuck happened to my game? I can't run.
A crack in the dimension.
I can't run.
Thanos is here at some point. He's canon.
Yeah, Thanos is canon. So does that mean Fortnite's canon to Marvel?
Absolutely. There is some poor 13-year-old about to get his first victory round in that game, and then Thanos snaps and he just slowly fades away before he can get it. He's like, no, 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 no. Then it's all over.
Ah, I got him for 88. Yeah, I'm getting off. Love y'all.
Later. Omar.
Y'all are good.
Racist.
Wait, what? Racist.
Nothing, keep going, you're good.
You guys are nice people. Don't have many kid friends, but you guys are chill.
Alright, Anthony. Looks like it's just me and you.
Let's see what's going on.
Yeah. What do you want to do while we wait? While we read?
Oh, fuck.
Do you still have No Man's Sky installed? That seems like a very decent do-nothing game. Let's go explore the universe.
Alright. It should be. Well, this loads, I'm gonna go to.
I'll fan by myself for a bit. I'll do an ad read. Alright, this episode, How to Be Human podcast, is brought to you by. What's in my room? Havoc, the people that I think publish No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky is an interesting dilemma. I remember playing it years ago at Jared's house. Long time member Jared. Rest in peace. We played it there. He had a friend over, really nice guy, charismatic, well-dressed, dapper. If I was gay, probably would have tapped, but anyway, really nice guy. We just sat down, played No Man's Sky for a decent bit, and made fun of Jared about this one girl that he was, may or may not have been into at the time, that later ended up hating. The usual high school ritual, friendship to want to bane the hatred, and then played it there a decent bit, 20 minutes, decent 20 minutes, but I imagine that was long before the fall-off point that people had. 3 to 4 hours into the game, makes me wonder about who was actually committed to No Man's Sky for the entire of the 2 years before I got the next update, which came out in the summer of 2018, about 2 months ago when we decided to buy it. $50, I think that was I almost have an entire day in this game, so I don't think $50 for a day of playtime is necessarily a bad purchase. I made dumber purchases on dumber things in the past. I guess gaming in general is a very decent use of money. You can get, theoretically, hours of content for one-time purchases of, or multiple purchases of DLC along the lines as well. Maybe even loot boxes, depending on how the economy works. But I think that, in terms of movie going and music, it's probably the best bang for your buck amount. Even maybe even amusement parks. No, I'm not talking about Destiny lore. I was talking to you. I went down a rabbit hole about how I've played No Man's Sky for the first time with Jared. You made fun of him. He had that one guy over that we talked to. I called him charismatic. And then I went on a little diatribe about how gaming is a decent bang for your buck.
With that, I got a lot of time.
I
Doesn't
think
feel like
50
I did
bucks
much,
for 24 hours. Yeah.
but I mean, I have
Yeah.
3 hours clear.
Do you think Nomads, or not Nomads, guy, Sea of Thieves is like that at the moment? Do you think they made any progress?
I don't know. I haven't looked in the Sea of Thieves. I have no
Got
idea
an
what's going on
email
with
that
it.
they released a Forsaken Shores thing. I know they have AI ships now you can actually shoot, so it's not just a barren wasteland with the occasional person that wants to kill you. No, it's just AI that wants to kill you.
We might have to check that out then sometime.
Who knows? I think that the more of these game week launches and eventually decent games at some point in the future, they're just gonna get faster and faster with these kinds of updates. You notice how the Division 2 is gonna. Maybe they'll actually start off solid, or if not solid, at least get good maybe a month or two in, as opposed to Destiny 2 be halfway decent a year in.
If they do what they have done with current game, we'll see. I hope that game's good. I really like the first
I'm sure it'll all be fine.
one. I mean, it ended up working
Hopefully.
out with them.
I remember all our bases down here a while ago. Just like we built on this. Goddamn Pulse Engine's offline. This game was a good time. Just getting everyone into the same universe and building random shit. Got back to
Yeah,
those
it's
old
fun.
nostalgia Minecraft days of middle school without actually being Minecraft, so it's good to have the feeling
Yeah.
without the actual headache that the game causes. I wonder if this game is still as glitchy as it was back then. With my
Oh,
mountain
I'm sure
base
it
is still
was.
caved in entirely by rocks and shit. I can't possibly get to anything I need.
Sure. Oh yeah, I forgot
Do
a
you.
pyramid.
All right, it's better than it was last time at least. Some lens flare is telling me that. Forgot about my message that just reads, "Give me back my Limp Bizkit CD." That's cool. I was curious, so on Spotify I searched up the word Destiny to see what kind of playlist people made for Destiny. I found one that was just Destiny 2 Rock, and I got there, and it was just a bunch of music from Beastie Boys, Limp Bizkit, and Rage Against the Machine. I was like, okay, I'll be sure to do this
Wow.
next time I play the raid. And then I started listening to Limp Bizkit, mainly Nookie, and I was like, man, this is a very unique style of music. Kind of
There's a reason
confusing.
it died out.
Yeah, I kept going back though. Now I can actually respect the kind of jokes I was making. I forgot about all the weird mushroom fungus jumping around on this planet.
Man, you should have seen some of
This.
the creatures I had on. God damn.
We should just explore the universe. Fuck my base.
Yeah,
Alright,
no,
here we go.
I didn't get the base building. I think it was cool, but then, like, just exploring.
Oh, drats. I might be stuck on this planet. I don't have anything in my launch thrusters. I don't have anything. There you go. That's. I don't have anything in my hyperdrive. Got any warp cells? Forgot about the homework I had to do in this game.
Yeah, that was the only
I need antimatter. Oof.
Oh, Omar's roommate came back as soon as
Oh.
he started studying.
Poor Omar.
Oh, that's
I'm sure it'll
my
work
father.
out in the future.
I
I
love
hope
this
Omar
my
actually does become
Discord.
my
I
roommate.
mean,
The Discord,
honestly,
by
if you
the way.
guys, no. Honestly, if you stay next semester, like next, you just get a place. I'd
Yeah,
do
we could
that
just get a place.
because I can still go to school there.
Right. We'd be one huge happy family.
And then Austin would be.
Oh, God. Anyone else want to come down here while we're at it? Just to round things out? Just to get to five instead of four room?
David, you don't. You, hey, Austin might be able to help you out. Not in the weird.
Yeah, I don't want to get a roofied by
No,
Austin
no.
anytime soon.
So Discord is great because
Discord.
it's either updates from our chat or the Pokemon Go chat for Scythe. Especially today, because man, they've really was sending.
What's
Because
that
like I
chat
have it
like?
muted. I mean, there's it's actually you probably like just really in depth.
When shit's organized.
Yeah, no, it was really. They did a really good job with. But like I have it muted for chat because there's a lot of people in it, so I only get like the pushed ones where they add everyone. And today they're doing that a lot. I think Mewtwo's a raid boss right now, just like and not like the EX raid. And they're doing like.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was like I think there were like three stops. And now I live near all of the stuff now. But I mean that chat, it's like, I mean it's pretty much just all the people that play, they just talk like in the general chat.
Nice. I'm really, I said it before, I'm really glad that game still has a solid community still going strong. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, like right now they're talking about one of the guys, he has to get a mission. They're like talking about what the problem might be and what he might have to. And then also.
That's impressive, honestly.
Yeah. And talking about it, sometimes stuff bleeds into other.
You know the predecessor to Poco Ingress that Niantic made for before? It's getting an anime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
It's really, apparently the game has a lot of lore. I think the word lore has gotten a lot of usage over these past few years. I'm glad it's made a comeback. Everything has lore now.
I mean, you gotta have lore.
Mm-hmm. Even though...
Yeah, that game's the...
Yeah.
That game's the way you get Pokestops in Pokemon Go. You go into Ingress and get them to, like... You try... You, like, because they... Pokemon Go's all pretty much based off of that game. It's, like, 100... Same thing. So...
Yeah.
That's the way to get, like, Pokestop, is to go into that game. Get it... Get, like, the equivalent name in an area, and then it'll...
That's cool.
That was a little workaround.
I think... As much shit as Destiny's lore is... And we'll continue to get... Because it's... Partially interesting, but also... Convoluted as all fuck. It did inspire a lot of storytelling habits of mine. Even though I know I'll never go back and play it again, I still sometimes write backstory for factions and characters in that mech game that we started a few months ago. One day.
I like the Destiny lore. Like, it's really good. It's just, it's the only reason that, the only problem I have with it is we know there's a good chance, one, we'll never see it, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And because they'll never do anything with it, they'll never go, they'll never take a chance with it.
Yeah,
do something really it's out there and cool. They'll try and play it safe, like Gaul.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, like the lore is really, it's really cool and how deep it is. It'd be nice if they did something with it, or when they actually do bring in the cool stuff, then
mm-hmm.
like Nokris and like that.
I know Tolan sometimes talks about how if you see him at some certain point, he's like, "Did you really think you killed the Worm God?" Ha, huh. That was just like a, apparently it's all part of Zol's plan, again, because our guardians are stupid, and we have no idea what the fuck we're doing.
Also, it's just like, if we really killed a worm god that quickly?
Yeah. Omar posting that goddamn photo of Kermit the Frog hanging himself with a shoelace.
Oh, man.
It's okay, Omar. I'm sure it'll all be fine.
I mean, yeah. He only has a semester and a half left with him.
He'll just room with me. It'll be great. I'll sleep in my futon and play Fortnite on my projector screen.
I mean, he could.
The entire time. He could.
Hey, if you need mind. A TV, you know who to hit up.
Yeah,
I got
true.
Two.
$30.
$30, come on up. I'm gonna see. I
Ever
really, I'm gonna, sell it. Put him on offer up for $75.
Or just make, like, your own hacker setup. Once you get a new computer.
I could be, like, a three.
Mm-hmm, with giant TV
I need
monitors.
The bigger desk, but the desk I have is little. It's just like whatever.
No desk. Just put them in your wall.
In here. Oh, that'd be sweet.
It'd be very sweet.
Just have like the TV, like, have a little tray to hold the Xbox and everything, and another tray to hold my laptop. And then when I get my power bill and I have no money, and then I get evicted, because my power bill is like fucking $1 million. It's like $400 for a power bill. I was running three TVs. I mean, the power bill for that big-ass TV Michael has, and it was like $120 for, like, because he was playing Xbox on.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, makes sense. That's a big-ass TV, 4K TV. It's like 80 inches. Playing Spider-Man on it, and it was like, holy shit, this is... I'm trying to give him the place.
I've heard nothing but fantastic things about it.
So much fun. Just the gameplay is fun. I mean, like, the story is just safe.
Did you beat it yet?
Yeah, I beat it. I'm almost at 100. I just have to...
Right.
The only part left is the crimes. Like, the reason Raiden 100% isn't going to 100% because it's just...
I bet.
But I'm close. I'm at, like, 90%. I only have, like, two districts left.
It's a decent way to spend time, I think. Just get a podcast in the background. You're bored.
Portal detected. What? Did I find a wormhole or something? Are there wormholes?
I'm sure there are.
Let's see what this portal is. I go to the Atlas Station first. I'm gonna see if it was good.
I need to.
I don't want to drive. I just bought gas. I just paid $50 for fucking gas.
Oof. It's not great. It's
my fucking. My dumbass for buying that car. It's a terrible fuel economy. It's so bad. It's so bad.
I mean, I'm sure we'll learn our lesson.
I think yours gets better. Yours.
I also don't drive that often, so I can probably go.
Well, I mean, I know your car doesn't get good fuel economy because it's the BMW. They're not me.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about that. Like my favorite thing about that car is the MPG thing. It's like a little like pointer that, and it's like 12, 20, 30, 50 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
Man, it just sits on 12.
For sure.
It's just like cool. I fucking this. I love this car, but oh my God.
They can just sort of, like, save a lot of money instead of putting that in there and just put a sticker with the number 12 on it instead. Probably be a
Yeah,
lot more
really.
efficient. Man.
Like, I love that car. It's so much fun. But, holy shit. Fuel economy's terrible.
What's that fuel that uses corn?
Oh, E85.
Yeah, get that. Start growing your own
I
corn in
wish.
your apartment and then
But,
you make your own fuel from it.
I would, but I'd have to get my car tuned to use that fuel. You have to, unless your car comes tuned for it. But,
How much
cool
does that
thing
fuel
about
cost?
that
Like 20
fuel.
bucks?
No, because you have to get like a flex. There's a, it's like a thing, so it's you want to get the flex fuel so then you can use regular gas and E85 because E85 is really scarce. So on any kind of trip, or you're just in an area where you're actually fucked if you don't, and you have to get
Should
like
be
a
fun.
flex fuel kit. I don't know how much it'd be. It depends. I think it depends.
What's the worst that can happen?
I don't know. And also the cool thing about it though is it gives you it get more horsepower if the car goes faster.
Interesting.
Yeah. Something about like it's about it's ignition and so combustion. It's a cleaner burn.
Yeah. Bunch of car jargon, I have no idea.
Bunch
I'm
of
just
car
gonna keep
shit.
nodding my head in agreement.
It's car stuff, it's dumb.
Everything's dumb. Everyone just has to find their own dumb thing to enjoy. Maybe that'll kill the existential dread that we'll be feeling. We just need to find something we actually love. Like No Man's
Oh
Sky.
shit. I'm gonna run into the what the fuck was that? Send it. Oh, I'm. Yeah, I think I'm fine. My coworker just another fucking moth. I'm gonna kill myself. God damn. So I showed my coworker. I sent one of those moth pics. The moth lamp ones before they were like, before they were big, and before they got popular. And just really liked it. And then she, oh sweet, it was. She's that's all she sent. And it's like please. I'm like, cause it's like it's new to her. It's like cool, but it's like I've seen her a while. Cause fucking
Yeah.
Marco and Omar. So it's like I don't care. I don't want to look at them anymore. Wow, this is a wild plan.
Lucky, I found the Mojave Desert, but an
I'm gonna
entire
send you a
planet.
picture.
Well, do we need to make a No Man's Sky Discord channel now?
That is.
There is nothing on there. I am going to never find any fuel or anything or any outposts to park. It's all screwed. What's going on in the world right now?
Oh man, Omar's like, is that no man?
Is that No Man's Sky? Oh wow. It's a world made entirely out of Beyblades.
Yeah, I found the ultimate one. Okay, I'm gonna set a home base here. Beyblade. I'm gonna jump into one of these. There's like this green mist. What it does? It hasn't done anything to me.
I'm sure it will eventually. Hey fellas, make sure you're crushed into anal. Always supports you, never cheats on you, allows you to hang out with your
Yeah.
friends, loves anal sex.
That was a great tweet. Oh no, this.
What's trending in the world? Have you seen the, what's it called? Death Stranding, video that came out from Tokyo Games, or
No.
there's a new one. It's like a minute and a half, and it is just as weird. It makes no just as little sense as anything else, but it looks so cool.
The game, yeah, I'm interested.
They got Norman Reedus. They got the other dude. What's his name?
Shit.
Weird horror dude. Guillermo del Toro, I think.
Yep, that guy. Was it? Get me. I don't remember. I got someone.
It's someone with del Toro. It's someone, even though del Toro is saying too much, man. But yeah, the imagery, even if the game makes no sense, it's gonna look.
Oh yeah, no.
I mean, when
I
the
mean,
game
just
makes
from
no
that
sense, it's gonna be
trailer
beautiful as
alone.
well. IGN just posted a photo celebrating the woman from the Marvel movies, and it made me realize that I think Captain Marvel is the first female lead that gets her own movie since Marvel started, which I thought was interesting. Because I know they're all
Yeah.
about that inclusiveness thing. I was just surprised it didn't hit me until recently that's, oh, I guess this is the first one that had superhero female superhero as a lead. So it's like, okay, cool. I'm just as surprised it
Movie
wasn't
looks
one before
good.
this. I'm curious. Sure, it'll be fine.
I'm just excited.
Yeah, Venom's gonna
Yeah,
be
of
a fun
course.
time.
But that's in October. I watched Black Panther again. It's a good movie.
I watched it for the first time since it was on Netflix. That was okay. I had a good time with it.
Thank you.
That fight scene between Black Panther and Killmonger in the trains under Wakanda,
So
kind of video
badass.
gamey.
Oh,
the animation
yeah.
was kind of wonky in that section. I think whenever it was just the suit in general, kind of wonky, but other parts were okay.
Yeah, you can definitely see parts of it where the animation wasn't great, but overall.
It's definitely it could have been better. But I guess movement like that is also pretty hard to do. I know it's a problem with a lot of people working on Infinity War at the time. So, at least it went into something that was good as well. Oh, forgot about, I guess every other podcast in the world already talked about it, but Bowsette's a thing, or was a thing, for a few days.
Oh man, yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh my god. Just
Yeah.
how quickly. It's impressive.
Especially because Nintendo hates anyone sexualizing any of their characters whatsoever.
Oh yeah.
And just you get the thickest,
Hits, I'm
tallest,
sure.
meanest stomp on you with the high heel and just bows it in the world. It was crazy. People got really into it.
Mean, they're full-on cosplays.
There are manga artists in Japan, like really popular, well-known ones that sold millions of copies that are drawn as well. It's like, damn. So, Anthony, I'm on Twitter right now, and under music, it says that Kanye West says he's changed his name to Yee. What does that mean?
Yay.
Yay. I'm like,
He wants to go by Yay.
is there any meaning behind that?
So,
Is there?
because he this whole kind of rebrand since this whole like he was in like a sunken place, and he's like moved back to Chicago, like he's going back home. And so I think it's a part of that, but I don't give a fuck.
It's just that every time I ever see him, where it's always the most confusing bullshit.
Like,
So
I
I'm
mean,
asking
he
about
went to, I forgot where he was, went on a Trump hat, like the Make America Kaepernick shirt. Like, what the
it.
fuck?
He's a very interesting character. I have no idea what he's up to.
And he's making a new album, Yandy. Just, he's being Kanye.
Everything's so confusing. I had Twitter off my phone for like maybe the past 2 to 3 months, because I would just get down so many rabbit holes and not be productive in the slightest, but I got it back just now. And I'm curious to see what's trending in the world, what I've missed up on. So you made
I
a
mean, right
Bowsette
now is
amiibo.
I mean, in politics right
Yeah, politics just always seems like a bit of a mess. I've been reading the news, and apparently the Rohingyans are getting fucked up. That whole class of people just getting forced out of their country and getting, having them migrate to Bangladesh, and the Bangladeshi prime minister is like, "Yeah, we really can't handle any more of these people, dude. You gotta take your, stop trying to genocide your people." It's like, well, I know what you were talking about, bro. It's like, God damn it. We're still on this genocide shit. What else is there in the news? I'm trying to remember.
There's a monument competing of check out their game. Okay. Yeah,
Is that a No Man's Sky thing you just found?
it was like a memory.
Interesting.
You could live view their game record.
This game probably has a lot of interesting shit I've just never seen because I stayed in my base the entire time. And the one time I tried to go to a new planet, there's absolutely jack shit on it.
Yeah, I've been exploring. Like I've got all the, like so I can go to like.
What else is there? Man, I'm back on Twitter for all of 5 seconds and I have absolutely no reason to be here anymore.
It's fun for me, talking shit.
Yeah.
Then you get on it for a little bit. You go down some.
I wish there were weirder holes though. These are just boring holes. I want some out of this world, random, spontaneous, wacky holes. I feel like this is just people being mad about stuff that they'll stop being mad about in 20 minutes. I guess following artists is pretty cool. I get to see some stuff like that through really quickly. But it's just a lot of. I have Nihilist Arby's on here. I guess that's okay. Sure, you're friendless, unlovable, but look at the bright side. So is everyone else on this dumb website. Enjoy Arby's. Thanks, Nihilist Arby's. You're the best. We should just get Arby's to sponsor this podcast. They seem like the most logical
They're
way
doing
to
like
go.
they're going to the
This 9/11, go ahead and get that abortion. Your dad's distracted watching the flag or whatever. Also, never forget the Arby's. You should follow Bernie Sanders. What he's up to? Do you think he's gonna run in 2020, Sanders? He's old, but I guess
I
only
don't
kind of
know,
old.
probably not. No, but he's like
Yes. Let's see. Are you gonna vote, Anthony? Have you voted yet?
What? I know this is a
I think
man.
it's
Is
probably gonna be
it
in
November?
November again. It has to
Yeah.
be,
I mean,
but I know there is some preliminary voting stuff that came during the summer that I just forgot about entirely because I'm bad at being an American citizen.
I'll probably go vote if I don't forget.
I'll have to make sure I find a place to do it in
I'll have to look
Athens.
up some people and figure out what I'm voting for. I mean, it's not gonna be hard. It's not.
Just one Google search away.
I mean, I know. See if I can get Google.
There you go.
That'll be.
Oh, cool. The one planet I go to is also radioactive. I'm gonna get back in my ship and bail. I can't. Can't do this right now. It's all worthless.
Yep, here it is. It's trending again. Risk of Ebola spreading to Uganda. It's now very high.
Man. So what do you think it's gonna get humanity? Because I think it's gonna be disease.
Right? Yeah.
Just with the way that everything is going in terms of that. It's the
at first,
hidden
like,
killer.
If you asked me years ago, I would have said, from, like, world powers killing. But right now, probably disease, because I don't cool down with the whole...
Yeah, I think we're way too preoccupied with everything else to even think about nuking. There's so many other forms of, I guess, warfare that could be utilized. Like Twitter, apparently.
Well, there's also just... Because, I mean, that was like, you know, it was like, oh, we're all
gonna
get nuked and die, but...
And there's all the different kinds of diseases that we're just letting fester because of 99.9% killing hand sanitizer that leads to 0.1% to survive and reproduce. And so those are the only ones left. And then also, I have a pet peeve I started seeing more and more in college classrooms where people, instead of coughing into their elbows, cough into their hands. I'm like, okay, please.
Nice. That's a good job.
It's like, I guess... Good on you for not letting that go into the person's hair in front of you, but also don't touch stuff
cough
ever.
In your elbow.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's no wonder, as soon as you go back to school, it's the first time I ever feel like getting sick again. It's like, oh great, it's back, forgot about this part.
And it also doesn't help that you're super stressed and everything, just fucked.
Yeah.
Like my body at this point, it's just like, as soon as like the first thing, because I'm like, just so tired and so... Just fuck.
Man, this whole school thing is kind of overrated.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny, I saw a tweet, it was like, these guys like, yeah, he's like, graduated from law degree from whatever school, $250,000 in debt, got a job making 300, or making like so however much money a year, and I can say 1 year later, I am now $300,000 in debt. It was just like, oh.
That's why we got this podcast, Anthony. That way, we don't have to go to school forever. We can just drop out and live off the list for a while.
I wish. Honestly, that's like...
Well, you know, just you and Omar and Michael can give me $4 a month and keep this on SoundCloud for a bit. Yeah, I probably have some subscriptions I can cancel. Like my gym membership, I forgot to call it that again today because I'm a goddamn moron.
You still have a gym membership here?
I think so. I think I have a few more days before they charge me $40 again, but they've already done it once. And I sent an email that I didn't get back to, so I have to physically call, I'm guessing. It's like, okay, cool. Great. I also need to stop eating food and actually learn how to, because that's costing me a lot of money, too. I was going to die.
I'm not going to do that. I got...
I just know my parents are going to yell at me if I keep on getting ramen all the time, because they think I'm going to die an early death. I'm like, yeah, that's the plan. I'm not going to tell you that. It's like, I can't... Sorry, Mom and
honestly,
Dad, I'm not going to show you.
Ramen is the least...
Yeah, that's true.
That's the...
If you're a student in America, it's other students.
Yeah, other students. Fucking stress and disease, like sicknesses. Those are the real killers. Mental
stress
health.
Is bad here. Yeah. Stress is bad here, but I know in some Southeast Asian countries, the stress for high school students there is just absurd. They have their stupid class rankings posted on the boards in the hallway so you can just see where everyone else has compares to you so you always know who's the worst and who's the best. I'm like, damn, I would hate that. Because you can get your, back in high school, you'd see where your class rank was on in relation to everyone else, but you didn't see any names. I can't imagine being able to see, god damn it, Jenkins, you're a fucking dumbass. I'm like, great. So if I was ever at the bottom, I would just give up at that point. There'd be no reason to try and do better if I was already the worst. That and they have to ban, they make certain, in some areas, tutoring is illegal outside of school. You can't pay for a tutor because that makes a disadvantage to kids that can't, and so they're trying to balance that out, which is interesting. My goal was to just go to Mars, but since Elon Musk is out of Tesla now, as chairman at least, it's like, great, I can't.
Yeah, but this Tesla.
It's still a SpaceX, right?
That's Tesla has nothing to do with SpaceX.
But I think it's just going
they just
down
sent
deep
Tesla
the,
up with SpaceX.
Yeah.
But I mean, the way
he's
going,
insane.
He's probably gonna fuck it up.
It's like, god damn it, Elon! I want to go to Mars.
He keeps calling people pedophiles and giving the fucking feds a reason to look into his companies.
Yeah.
His tweets.
It's like, god damn it,
dumbass.
Elon!
Literally, all you have to do is stay quiet, and the feds will not look into your.
I want to go to space. No, everyone else in the world is making sure the feds and everyone is just, and you're the one guy that's fucking that up somehow.
Elon Musk is like,
the
he's
one
like,
guy who wants to
oh,
succeed at it.
He's like, yeah,
It's like a,
god damn it.
Cool. It's like, okay, thanks, Elon. Now I have to pull out that bag of sleeping pills under my pillow that's marked 05/28/2024 again and stare at it because I'm not going to Mars anymore. Appreciate
yeah.
it. Man, it's all depressing. It's all terrible. I hate everything. Is this whole suicidal trend recent or has it been going on since like the 80s? Because if I went time travel back to the 80s and just talked to people that are alive back then, would they be making the same kill yourself jokes that we are now? Or is this just an influence that's been more popularized by the media?
I don't know. I feel like it might be an actual...
Because were they doing this in the Greek era? Were the Romans trying to kill themselves and their kids? Listen to soliloquy and all that shit?
Because with the 80s and stuff, it was like... they had like... It was so excess and everything.
Yeah.
And... Like, people were just living wild. In the 90s, same thing. It was, like, wild. Tons of money. Just throwing it everywhere. Ruining the U.S. economy forever.
Yeah. You know. I guess they're the reason that we're in this situation.
Yeah, no, they are, like, kind of the reason. Because we're just, like... Because we're just, like, our futures.
Yeah. We're not in the best of situations. I'm sure it'll all be fine. We're on Mars. Elon. Well, I think we're going to have to do it ourselves. We're going to have to make our own SpaceX and send ourselves to Mars because other people won't do this for us.
Just, like, go buy some rocket engines and shoot ourselves in the...
Pretty much. I think we've talked about this before, but we could totally just send ourselves up to space.
Weather balloon.
Just have to get the permits first, I think. Also, there are two planets in this system. One is all desert. The other one I just went to has a ring on it, looks pretty, but it's all water with nothing on it. If those two planets can just come together and make one halfway decent fucking planet, that'd be great. God damn it.
So I just unlocked the vendor Quicksilver currency. It's with Polo. It's on exotic collectible planet, your bases, wall decoration, robot companion.
So it's like Eververse, but in No Man's Sky.
Pretty much.
Cool. There's no escape.
Yep. I don't know if it's like an actual microchip.
I'm sure it is. A game like this, it would have to be. I'd be very surprised if it wasn't. I don't even think there's a space station in this goddamn fucking worthless system. It's all terrible. I'm glad I have No Man's Sky to remind me that life is terrible. It's like, goddamn it. There's no good in the world.
How long does it take to sleep?
I'm on a goddamn island in the middle of nowhere on this ocean planet, and we had these goddamn Billy Goat looking motherfuckers hanging out on this one tiny island with me. They're like Billy Goat zebra anteaters.
Wow.
Goddamn. Fuck this. Not Earth. I hate it. Alright, Anthony. So it looks like you're going for an hour and 15 minutes, roughly. So let's top it off with questions that we can think of, and just finish it off. Let's see. I actually think I had some at some point. It's either on my notepad. No, they're not. What's the biggest disappointment of a game that just ruins your perception of it? Since you're playing No Man's Sky, that was it for a lot of people.
Shit. Oh, probably Destiny 1.
Yeah.
Destiny 2, one of the Destinies.
That's fair.
Probably Destiny 2, because Destiny 1, I wasn't really that hyped for it, and then I bought it like the week. I mean, it's not great, but I continued to play it and enjoy it, and then it got better and better. But then Destiny
yeah.
2, it was like...
Yeah, sounds about curious. Right. I think mine's Destiny 2, too. I was late to Destiny 1, and I just got on late one night when I had it after Christmas. No one else was on, and I was playing it, and I was just in the Cosmodrome by myself, and there were all these high knights with swords, and like, what was going on in this goddamn game, and it was great. And then I was like, the game just got better and better as years went on. And then I came straight into Destiny 2. Had a halfway decent time with the campaign, and after that I was like,
Yeah, I mean, remember when it came out, it was just like, it's great, there's actually a campaign, it's fun, there's shit to do, and then as soon as you beat
it, yeah.
Sucks.
At least Forsaken was alright. I had a very good time with that. Not sure if it makes the entire year leading up to it being mediocre worth it, but yeah, I had a good time with it.
I don't. Osiris was terrible, and then the other one was like.
Yeah, man. What are?
And now they have the new. No
I'm very
story
confused
at
by
all.
That still. It's like, yeah, as soon as you figure out how to do story once, you do a decent job at it for the first time, let's go ahead and not do it ever again.
That because the one DLC literally hot you're buying it, you're just like paying for the stick. Well, that's kind of.
Right, Anthony. Second question that kind of leaves out the first one. Since we're dealing with existential dread and life sucks and life's terrible and we want to die, and video games aren't helping with that, what new hobbies are we going to pick up by the next time we record a podcast? And we're going to talk about it the next time we do this. What are we going to try?
Oh, maybe I'm gonna try and get
That's a good
away. I'm
one.
gonna try and lose weight and maybe learn how to cook.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's
what
two. Let's do
else?
one more, round it out. Just start Twitch streaming or Mixer streaming.
No, fuck.
It's so easy though. You have it implemented right here. You're
Yeah,
ready for
but I don't
OBS.
want. No one watches Mixer.
Everyone watches Mixer. It's pretty popular, I think, actually. It's
Nah,
actually decently
nah.
watched, but not fantastically watched like Twitch is, because Twitch is just insurmountable.
Yeah, I don't even know.
There you go. That's three. I think my three. I'm gonna take cooking from you as well, because I don't want to die. I do want to die at
And stop
25, but
losing money.
I don't want to lose money. That's the main reason. I don't care if
Yeah,
I
I feel like
die. I
it's
just don't
more
want to be broke when I
stop
die.
losing money to Uber Eats.
Yeah. All right. I spend too much money on Uber Eats. It's like $20 every time, and I've done it 5 times in the
Oh my
past 2 weeks.
God. Yeah, nah. If I did that, I'd have no.
All right, so that's number one. Number two, I'm gonna make a website. I don't know for what yet, but I'm gonna make a website by the next time
The
we have a podcast.
podcast. Let me
That's
sell the
actually a good one.
t-shirt.
That's number two. And number three, I'm going to at least have started coding for an because I need to figure out how to do that. That seems like a decent time killer and should hopefully stifle the existential dread. Because if video games suck, the only way to make video games better is by making gonna be the change we want to
No.
see in the world.
Don't go down this path, David.
Yep, I'm going down this path. I'm going to be a solo game dev.
David, don't go down the indie game t the 8-bit. They're like, we need to make video games good again. 8-bit
Yep.
side scroll. It's like,
I'm going to
God
be the
damn it,
next Telltale
no.
Games. I'm going to be the one man Telltale Games.
You're gonna hire contractors, not pay them any money, fire them as soon
Yep.
as the thing.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. All right, so Anthony, so if you don't have a gym membership and you don't have, and you
Well, I don't
don't
need a gym
start
membership. There's one at my.
No,
There's a
never
gym
mind
here in
then.
my complex.
Well, if you don't have a six pack, if you're not Chef Gordon Ramsay, and if you're not the Chef Gordon Ramsay buff, Mr. Disrespect or Dr. Disrespect on Twitch by the end of the next time we record a podcast, then I'm gonna be very disappointed. And if I'm not
If you're
the
not the
next
next Kojima.
Hideo Kojima, Gordon Ramsay, who makes websites, Squarespace, I'm not Squarespace Kojima Ramsay yet. By the next time we record a podcast, I'm gonna be disappointing myself. All right. So I think that's episode. I mean, technically five, but we're not gonna count the 30-minute supplementary one on YouTube because YouTube sucks and I hated that experience. But this is where the end credits roll with the music again. I need to find some new music because I realized the first time that the music we used was actually copyrighted because we can't use it for production or anything else, so we have to find something else. But I'll look for that at some point. And then I guess it's the
Oh,
outro.
there's another thing. We could make music.
We could make a theme song.
Just
All
something
right.
shitty.
That's gonna be. I'll make a theme song. Let's make a theme song, Anthony.
Right, we'll make a
You know
theme
what?
song.
I'm not gonna do it for the time we do the next one. If you're listening to this right now, it's already here. That's right. You
We're gonna
heard
do it
the
right
commitment to it
now.
now. By the time this is out, it's gonna be brand new. If you hear any music at the start of this, it's mine. Unless after this sentence, I have a disclaimer that's added in post about how that intro was not mine.
And also, if we don't make the music, don't be.
Yeah, honestly, if none of our goals come true and we do die at the age of 20. You know, there'll
That
be.
those were our goals.
Yeah.
We're to die at the age of 20.
Right. Well, anyway, thanks for listening, all. Thanks for listening, Marco. I appreciate it. Hope you're doing okay.
Can't wait till you get rid of your chat ban.
Yeah, please get rid of your chat man. I miss you. I need someone to talk to. Anthony, Omar are great, but I need your Scottish charm and your racist, misogynistic homophobia. This is episode 5. Of How to Be Human. I was your host, David, and your other host is Omar at some point, but his roommate came in, jacked over an awful lot of his face while he was studying. It was sad. And then Anthony's still here. Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
All right. Let's go cook and sell t-shirts and make websites and stream on Twitch. Bye.